Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Nasta'inuhu, nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi azza wa jalla. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. All the praise is due to Almighty God. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give, as we welcome you once more to the broadcast of The Female Solution. I am Kareem Hamid, along with Naima Latif, the Executive Director of The Female Solution, as we present issues and current situations, utilizing the female perspective. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah, we are looking forward to a very rewarding and invigorating and a prosperous a prosperous broadcast this morning. The subject is global markets, global markets. And we have a guest with us. Her name is Mary Ann Jordan. So I'm going to open up the mic of my co-host, Sister Naima Latif, and let's get the show on the road, as they say.
People a different view of what's really happening in the world. The fact that it's not all gloom and doom. There are people who are working diligently to make this world a better place, and you're one of those people, so we're excited to be able to introduce you to our global family. So tell us a bit about your company and how you got started with the whole process of training young people how to be entrepreneurs.
Well, it all started from, you know, me and my best friend starting a company, which was JMP Consulting Group. And so JMP Consulting Group is focused on supporting adults. And so around business, around the business sector, starting businesses, expanding on your existing business, or just really making your dreams come true as it relates to starting a LLC, a corporation, or a not-for-profit. And so through our endeavors, you know, we've always worked with youth, and we kept thinking, what can we do with kids? And so we kicked off a program called the Boot Camp around business development for kids. And so through that, in less than a week, we had 20 kids signed up to be part of the program. And so some of the things that we, you know, we found out, we knew this already, but just hearing kids talk about it being a safe place for them to talk about what they wanted to do outside of just the basic school learning, that they had ideas. And so for us, it was just phenomenal to hear some of the ideas that were coming out of kids around what they wanted to bring to their family, to bring in revenue for themselves, whether it meant at the young age of 11 all the way to 24. And so it was just an exciting moment for us to really get to learn that, you know, and to teach our kids about entrepreneurship and just being able to bring revenue into their own pockets as well as into their family. And so for us, that was our means for working with kids.
Well, that's definitely an admirable thing to do, because we know that our young people are really are going through some challenges. They don't always get what they need in the school system, especially when it comes to giving them a vision of what they can be. And sometimes that vision is so limited, what they get from the school system. Now, I believe we are joined with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, Grand Rising, Assalamu Alaikum, and our American Muslim 360 family on our AM 360 station. Are you with us, Kareem?
Yes, I'm grateful to be here this morning to greet our honored guest. Praise be to Almighty God for her, Dr. Mary Ann Jordan. Thank God for you. You know, we have to change our thinking. It was expressed to us, get an education so you can get a good job. There's nothing wrong with working for someone, but we think the focus has to shift now. Get a good education so you can go into business, your own business, and you can create a job. And entrepreneurship is an excellent avenue for expressing that. For not just get a good education to get a job. That's fine. I'm not knocking that. But we want to utilize the creative juices, the creative strength of our youth. And they are very creative, very imaginative, and we should tap into that and encourage them to become an entrepreneur at any level. small business, whatever, you know. But the idea is to be able to create something that will sustain yourself, your family, and others. And inshallah, you can also employ people. That's a wonderful asset. And I'm glad for our sister for educating our youth on entrepreneurship. Small business is the backbone of the nation's financial health. So we want to encourage all of our young children use their creative imagination along with it with education. And let's enter into creating a job for ourselves and others. Thank you, my sister.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you for that. Well, yes. that is the wave of the future, what we have to start teaching our young people. And I'm excited because we're now able to take this vision of where we want to bring the minds of our young people globally. Now, how did you happen to meet Chief Dr. Quentin Tamba Taylor de Alexander, who's a chief in Liberia, working there with students and doing some fabulous things abroad? How did you all happen to meet?
Yes, he is wonderful. You know what? I knew about the Chief de Alexander for several years, and I heard wonderful things about him. And so we have a mutual friend who made the final introduction. And so, you know, we were supposed to meet several years ago, and it did not happen. And it finally happened. And I got to tell you, once he got in the room, he's going to take over. And so, so he started talking about, you know, I knew about the work that he was doing here in the States, but to hear what he was doing in Liberia was just so inspiring. And I think our channel just, I mean, we immediately hit it off, and so he was just talking about what he was doing, and he just really shared a lot of knowledge with me about the lack of resources in Liberia. And, you know, just like any human being, you know, it just pulled at my heartstrings. And so, you know, we talked about how wonderful this opportunity would be for the kids in Liberia. And, you know, and for me, you know, this is a new experience, but for me, at the end of the day, we're all children. And it is our responsibility to give the resources where there's lacking resources. And so, you know, one thing that I tap into with kids here is, you know, hearing what their dreams and aspirations are. You know, a lot of times we don't realize how brilliant our kids are, in that, you know, to ask them something as simple as what do they want to bring back into the economy, what do they think is lacking, what do they want to bring. And so we want to do the same thing with the kids in Liberia, you know. And so, you know, your question was, how did we meet? We met because, you know, someone from a higher place connected our spirits together. And so for me, this is just, we're kind of joint spirits, and I'm on the movement to support the chief in order to bring this resource to the kids in Liberia, you know. And so this is just a stepping stone. This is just the beginning of a journey.
Yes. Well, it's a fabulous journey, and I'm going to show you just a little bit of some of the work that the chief has been doing there in Liberia, and the enthusiasm of the students as they they see things happening, their classrooms being refurbished, and it makes a difference. But we'll just show you a quick clip. And of course, that's the slogan of his organization, the Redreaming Color Foundation. And one of the things that our young people are learning is to pursue their dreams and to not let themselves be limited, like our co-host Kareem Hamid was saying, the fact that we are often limited by a school system that tells us our only aspiration should be to go and get a job and hope someone hires us instead of solving a problem in our community, which is what your program is helping young people to do, to think about how they can solve problems, how they can create, actually take command of their future. Pardon me. So now, what are some of the challenges that presenters need to strive to overcome as they gather children together from various backgrounds, some of them, you know, extreme poverty? What are some of the challenges that, you have faced and overcome with your program?
I think one of the biggest challenges for us is that kids coming into a space where they feel that the adults may have an expectation. We find that a lot of our kids are very shy. They're not used to thinking outside the box, or feeling comfortable thinking outside the box. And they may have information, but we come from a society where kids are not heard. And so a lot of times they're asked to be silent about things. How dare we ask kids the question of what do you think that is needed for our city, our state, or our country? And so in the environment that we operate in, we allow kids to think freely. You know, one way that we get them to thinking is we start asking them what is one of their hobbies, you know, what is something that they love to do? What are they good at? And so a lot of times kids may not even know that. And so we'll say, ask some of your friends or ask some of your, you know, your mom or your dad, what are you good at? An example is we had a kid in the program that was very, very shy. And so, you know, whenever you would ask her something, she would just shy away. She didn't know. And so her assignment was to go home and ask her parents, what was she really good at? And so when she came back to class, she said, I'm an excellent cleaner. And so the mom put her in the program because she said, when I saw that you were trying to get kids to encourage them to come up with creative ideas about being entrepreneurs, she said, one thing that she does is that she cleans for a lot of the seniors at the church. She's very quiet. She does really good work. And so through our program, we've been working with this young lady to help her and the mom create a cleaning program for kids. You know, one thing that I know about adults and seniors is that they feel safe around kids. You know, sometimes they may be intimidated by adults, or specifically they might be intimidated by men coming to their home. But one thing that they're comfortable with is definitely working with kids a lot of times. And so for us, is getting kids to feel safe in our space to talk about ideas that they may have. What we found also is that you had kids that really had these wonderful ideas, but they didn't have anybody to share them with. And one thing they talked about is that when they go into the school setting, it's more about math, science, and just the basic everyday curriculum for school, but it's never an opportunity for them to think outside the box, to come up with creative ideas, to share that amongst their peers or either with the school, in the school setting with the teaching staff. And so we allow that to happen in our space with our kids, for them to think outside the box. We also share with them other kids that are doing great things. We also bring speakers in that are kids into the classroom to talk about different initiatives that they're working on or projects that have been very successful, and really sharing on social media with them, or bringing in social media to share what other kids are doing in other states and across the country to actually empower themselves to be. So, you know, for us, it's about teaching moments for kids and letting them know that it's a safe space to not know what they want to do, you know, but getting kids to think about that each one of us have a hidden talent.
You have said something that is very valuable to us. We have resources on this earth, you know, all around us. But our greatest resource is our children. And to invest in them and to glean from them their ideas, I think that is wonderful, to put some fresh eyes on this situation, bring some young, fresh minds to an entrepreneurial spirit. I think this is a valuable resource that we should not neglect, and that is our children. They have imagination, and many of them do think outside of the box. So we have to nurture them and guide them along those areas that they excel in and be willing to invest in them. You know, spend some of our money investing in them. And the connection with the continent is very important. In the country of Ghana, they really want to connect with the African-American here in this country. They are even offering dual citizenship. So the avenues are wide and open. We're in a global economy. And we want to tap into our most precious resource, that is the creativity and the imagination of our children. I'm grateful that you are alerting them to that and educating them by way of finance. This is most important. Our future is in our children. So I'm grateful for this broadcast this morning. Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, that's one of the things that we want to have an impact on globally. And if we're going to change the trajectory of our future, we have to allow our children to be a part of that. And especially because they do experience the problem, they are the ones whose minds have the solution.
Sure.
And we have to listen to them, especially because they're going to be here in the future and our time will be ending. So they have a right to plan their future.
Exactly. And, you know, I think about when I was younger, had I had these type of opportunities, I probably would have never worked for anybody else. I would have worked for myself. And it's not to take away from, you know, getting an education, because I have that as well, but, you know, for someone to sow into me, you know, for me, this is an opportunity for us to pass this on to generations. You know, my granddaughter comes to my place of business every day, and she understands, you know, as a matter of fact, she's 10 years old, and the other day she comes in the office and she says, "Nana, let me think about a business, what we can do." And I was like, wow, she's been around me, so she sees what's going on. And so for me, if you look at the picture that you posted up there, how attentive those kids were, because we were talking about something that was foreign to them. You know, to put them, figure out and problem solve together, they're doing something that they're not doing in the classroom. They're talking about business strategies, you know, about sales and marketing, about finance, you know, creating a certain model that's going to be utilized by customers, and talking about customer interaction and sales. You know, it was really interesting. At the end of the project, our kids were required to come up front in front of their peers and talk about their project, you know, what they, you know, to sell it to them. And so afterwards, each kid was allowed to ask questions. And so our kids were so articulate about, you know, whatever project they were selling. You know, we had one young lady who actually had a T-shirt that she had created. It wasn't really the T-shirt itself. It was the logo and the style of the logo that really made it popular. And I remember when she was posing it to the kids were really interested in this special shirt that she had created. And I remember talking to my staff offline, and I said, well, how much is she selling the shirt for? And they were telling me $90. And so I just happened to have several young people that are on my staff. And so I said, what are your thoughts? I said, as a senior woman, I'm thinking a sweatshirt or a T-shirt, that's pretty expensive, $90. And so they said, oh, no. They said, really, you have to look at her social media content, that it's really popular and that something that kids are buying. And so, you know, today this young lady is real popular on social media. Her sales are off the, you know, as the kids say, off the chain. She's really doing good with her business. And so, you know, it's important to have people in that room. You know, suppose I had been someone who felt like this was nothing to invest in, that, you know, not to take this kid serious. And so it took me listening to my young staff saying, you know, Dr. Jordan, this is something that's really, you know, phenomenal. And they looked at, you know, how her social media activity was really engaging to customers or consumers. And so, you know, really listening to the kids. You know, we had a young man that was in the program who was 15 years old who is a guru with technology. And so one of the things that he wanted to do was create a business where he could actually start creating websites for business owners. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I know.
Wow.
And so one of the things that I was excited about is that I have so many business customers, and one of the issues that a lot of our business clients have is that most of them, when I looked at their website, they were websites that needed a lot of work on. And so what I tend to do is go to the young folks to do web development. You know, not just young, but just people that are really, you know, have a lot of ideas about how to grow that. And so I was just so excited to say, and I asked him, I said, you ever shared this with anybody? He said, no, because he said, well, me being 14, I didn't think anybody was supposed to fit in it.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, just to be able to hear the kids say, you know, they have these wonderful ideas. You know, we had kids that were interested in, you know, web development, T-shirt design. We have a young man who's interested in changing the whole design of scrub uniforms because his mom is a nurse, and he's interested in going into the health care field, and he's creating this design for uniforms for people that are CNAs and RNs. And so, you know, just getting kids to think about that. And so I asked him, I said, what made you think about that? He said, every morning when my mom got up and she put on her scrub, and he said, I wanted her to have something on that defined really what nurses were doing, and I wanted her to have something on that brought light to the patients. And so really listening to, you know, the creative thinking minds of kids. And so that's why I'm so excited to work with the kids in Liberia, because just imagine asking those kids the simple, you know, words about what resources do you want to bring, or what are some of the great ideas that you would like to see in Liberia that you feel that you can bring to that country. And so I'm just excited. You know, sometimes we don't realize, you know, how smart our kids are, you know, and just being able to put thing that made me most excited, it was a learning lesson for me, is to watch the minds of kids as they're thinking. When you're putting them in work groups to work with their peers, these are kids that they never worked with before, and then assigning them the roles of being, you know, the person who's going to create the marketing tool, who's going to create the sales pitch, you know, who's going to do the finance, and just giving them different responsibilities, you know, to take on these lead roles, knowing that, you know, being a business owner, you have to know something about all of those different entities. So they're learning from each other, you know, and so people take for granted that kids that are young as 10 and 11 don't know anything about, you know, entrepreneurship, but they do. We just don't ask the question. and give them the tools that they need or the resources that they need in order to be successful, you know. And so for me, it's about lifting those kids, giving them the additional resources, and providing mentors and coaches that can move them along the way. You know, kids that were interested in creating T-shirts, a business, we brought in entrepreneurs who actually had successful T-shirt businesses to talk to our kids. And so we hosted different speakers coming in to talk to our kids. You can look at these kids and tell how attentive they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know who was teaching the class that particular day, but they were interested in everything that we talked about. Because a lot of times we brought them up to the forefront to be part of whatever that dialogue was, to ask them particular questions, to put them on the spot. And we would tell them all the time, you have to get out of your comfort zone of being shy, because when it comes to sales, you're the best person to sell your product and your services.
Mm.
And so every time, you know, and I think the other piece that we did was we allowed parents to sit in the background and to listen to their kids. And so a lot of them didn't know that their kids had an interest. And so, you know, one thing that we talked about is having that parent support or that family support to actually grow this business. You know, right now with the young man who's doing the uniforms for nurses, his mom is part of his business. And so when we meet, mom is in the room, and so she's asking him, what guidance can I give you? You know, we always put him on the spot. You know, at the end of the day, this is your business. Mom is working for you. And so, you know, we love that piece where the parent is working with the kids to make this dream come true.
Mm. Yes, yes. Well, this is why it's so critical for us to spread this idea abroad. And so now when you, of course, connected with Chief Dr. Quentin Tamba Taylor de Alexander, you had an opportunity to see where children in other countries could also benefit from having someone listen. And we've got a couple of images, of course, of some of the work that he's done. And it's amazing because, you know, children always, they respond to love. They respond to care. They respond when you show that you're willing to listen to them and that you are sensitive to their needs, and definitely when you show that you are willing to make a difference in their lives. And here, of course, Chief Dr. Quentin Tamba Taylor de Alexander, who is now spreading his message beyond Liberia, even to Nigeria and other nations. You mentioned Ghana as well, Kareem. And we know that when it comes to our children, there are many across the world who don't have even the resources that we have here, that we have to begin the process of sharing. We always say that on the show, that the key to solving our problems is to share. And that means sharing our resources. And we've got a video here we'd like to share with you on that. You know, he has done quite a bit in refurbishing classrooms there in Liberia. You know, things that we take for granted, like, you know, inside toilets and things they may not have in other places. So he's actually helped with giving them a sense of empowerment and remodeling classrooms, giving them the tools, he's sending supplies. And so if we talk about our African family and our global family, we need to put, you know, like they say, put your money where your mouth is and go about the process of actually sharing what we have abroad. And that's one of the reasons why I like to participate in the programs that he does, because I know that a lot of the funding is going toward these global projects and sharing the wealth and sharing the resources and lifting up our young people. And, you know, I'm always excited because when we get our young people to talk to each other, then they can see themselves as the one global family that we are. And so I'm looking forward to having the young people there talk to the young people here and share some of their experiences and their visions and how they want to create the world of their future together.
Exactly. And that's, you know, taking it a step further, that's something that the chief and I had talked about, you know, that that's part of the program highlights is that, you know, going to Liberia and doing the hands-on training with the kids, also providing opportunity for additional resources and networking. You know, part of networking is we would love for the kids in the States to communicate with the kids in Liberia about the products and services that they're creating and how we can exchange, you know, exchange goods, exchange knowledge, exchange resources. And so for us, the chief and I have talked about what are the next steps. It's not just about going there doing this hands-on experience. It's about what happens next. One thing that I do on my everyday task is under JP Consulting Group is that we help organizations grow through grant development and strategic planning. And so one thing that we're going to do with We Dream in Color Foundation is look at opportunities for us to do some joint ventures together to do some grant development. I want to look at opportunities that are available through the federal government or through corporate dollars to see how we can write grants to support the economic development component in Liberia for this student exchange experience. And so for us, you know, we have a plan that we want to execute into 2025. This is real serious for me as well as for Chief Taylor that bringing program, and it's really about sustaining the program and taking it to the next level. And so we will be looking at ways to bring additional resources to that community.
Yeah. That's excellent.
And you know, go right ahead,
Karim. Yes, the exchange of ideas. We are fortunate at this time that we can communicate with each other globally in real time. And for youth to exchange ideas, imaginations, and goals and come up with different strategies, sometimes they are able to think outside of the parameters that we have constructed around them. Give them the freedom of thought. I believe that this will move us forward to a more better future if we tap into the most vital resource we have, and that is our children, their fresh minds, their creativity, imagination. So this is wonderful. And So I applaud your work, my sister, in educating them in the levels of business, you know, retail, wholesale, product chain, and all of the intricacies that come along with having a successful business. So this is wonderful. They need to know the difference between retail, wholesale, advertising and all of that. So this is wonderful. Thank you.
That's right. So, you know, for us, it's about empowering the next generation. You know, just imagine if we were to, you know, I believe our goal is to work with 30 kids in February in Liberia. But, you know, for us, it's about empowering the next generation. You know, this partnership with the chief, it's really about hope and opportunity for both the state as well as Liberia and other countries. And so it's empowering our youth, you know, empowering them for the future.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are our future, you know, and so it's really important that we cultivate entrepreneurship in Liberia.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, we had a chance to do an interview at your office the other day and talk about some of the ways that we can connect, like you just said, Kareem, you know, the whole thing of them speaking to each other. And we want to do something similar as I did with one of our hosts, Zelda Robinson, with the youth here and a podcast training program that we do with Betty Shabazz International Charter School. And we connected them with students in China so they could share culturally, you know, their experience, their educational experience and all of that, because we want our young people to see themselves as part of a global community. They will change the world because they're connected. They don't have these prejudices because they did grow up in an information age where they can talk to each other. So we're looking forward to having the young people here talk to the entrepreneurs there, the young entrepreneurs, and start visualizing what kind of things do we want to create? How do we want to solve the pollution problem? How do we want to solve the food problem? You know, we developed a farming program. We want to spread that abroad. How do we create better use of the earth and replenish the earth so that everybody can eat and everybody can thrive? They have the solution in their own mind.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think about when we were interviewing with the chief, and he asked the question. He actually called Liberia, and he asked one of the gentlemen,
yes,
what are your thoughts about generational wealth? And, you know, he said, we're aware of what it is. I'm aware of what it is. He said, but we don't have
the
resource. And so, you know, it made you think, and so that's why it's so important for relationships and collaborations like the one that myself and Chief Tell are doing, because this is a bold step. You know, the chief has been doing it for many, many years, and so to partner with an organization such as ourselves, for me, it provides greater potential for our youth. For us, this is a groundbreaking collaboration. It's strategically thought out. You know, one of the things that the chief is big about is he does not want to put a program there just for a week and then it goes away. And so we're talking about sustainability. How do we grow this? So for right now, this is a pilot program, but it's just the beginning. We have plans to expand not just to Liberia, but to other countries, and our goal is to refine its impact. So I'm inspired by this. I'm excited about this.
Oh, yeah. We've got quite a few comments, too. So I want to share some of the comments of those who are watching. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call. We are on several platforms now. You can give us a call at 727-731-5192 on the On Air Radio Network. And, of course, we're on both of our blog talk channels on 515-605-9325, and also on our American Muslim 360 channel at 515-605-9891. Let me know if you've got a caller, and I'm going to share some of the comments from those who are viewing us literally from all around the world.
Wow.
And let's take a look at some of the comments here, and we have, all right, yes. So definitely we appreciate those who are joining us from across the water, and we want to say good, of course, Dr. Chief Quentin Tamatello D'Alexander says, good afternoon, young leader Emmanuel Divine Capoto Sr. Emmanuel Divine Capoto Sr., of course, is making the comment. He says, good afternoon to you, Chief, and the great ladies in the studio. I am following the discussion, and it sounds good for the young women and girls of Liberia. Entrepreneurship is a very interesting program to empower and elevate the future leaders of our motherland. And, of course, we've got Ambassador Collins Ndubuisi Alagu, who says, biggest energy, yes. One of my friends from Nigeria says, there's a saying, says, more grease to your elbow. That's what you're saying. Yes. And Dr. Quentin says, good afternoon. In Nigeria, Ambassador Collins Ndubuisi Alagu. Oh, yes, we've got our global family that is watching. And he says, good morning, Zelda Robinson. Yay, Zelda. Yes. And just so you know, Zelda said she wanted to go to Liberia with us. So I thought I'd throw that out there because she said she wanted to go. So we're going to make that happen. And, of course, yes, good morning to Jackie Sharp, who is watching. We've got folks who are watching and enthusiastic all over the world. And, of course, Zelda says, Grand Rising, beautiful people, thanks for sharing this information. Our children will mimic what we do. Let's give them the tools they need. Awesome. Yes. And Dr. Quinton says, see you soon in Liberia, Emmanuel Divine Kipoto Sr. Yeah, we on our way, y'all. And he says, good morning. Globally, united, we will rise. Chief Tamba Taylor, a.k.a. Ire Atayese of Akola Kingdom. You know, he, of course, was recently crowned king there in Nigeria as well. He's moving across the world with this message of empowerment, and I'm excited to be a part of it because we are making a new world. That's been our theme all along, so we're excited for that and being able to give our young people a greater vision. Well, let's bring in that caller. We'll do that before we take a quick break. So let's bring in our caller. Go right ahead.
Okay, 706-627. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Hinesville, Georgia. And I thank Allah much for the level of dialogue that we are sharing with each other. But you have to remember there's always the other side that we must be very aware of. I have a Nigerian who's my son-in-law. I have a Liberian who I've been working with for about 6 years on trying to develop the land that his family owns and are in agreed to make it a place of halal, which means only God permits. And they are having a terrible time with the leadership there in Liberia. I had chiefs. So far I've talked to two chiefs from Liberia who has called me long distance and explained to me the kind of inspiration that we are trying to share with them in their struggle there. They have corruption up the yin-yang, and that's in both countries. I attended a Nigerian, my daughter and her husband invited me to, but I didn't go because I knew of the circumstances. And my daughter was asked, why are you here? Because it was a Nigerian monetary, financial, capitalistic meeting that they had in Atlanta, Georgia last year. And they were not interested in anything except how that they can use any doorway to get into the support, the responsibility of helping the countries there in Africa make the type of ties in America, because they think that we are the richest country in the world, and the freedom that you have here, they want that too. They want the freedom to be able to grow and develop whatever their belief is or whatever their lifestyle is. But they are only interested in marrying the women of America of African descent. And the ones who are educated, my daughter is a well-known special ed teacher here in Atlanta, Georgia, and all of her students are international students, mainly from the African country. We have to be mindful that when life approaches us, is it coming with the truth? Is it coming with God Almighty, or is it coming with humanity? Is it coming with something that people who have great influence and education are only interested in enslaving the less fortunate of the world? For their worldly gain is because they are living for this world. And I'm telling you from experience. I'm not telling you a joke. I have a son-in-law.
I want to address what you're saying because, you know, that's one of the reasons why this program is so critical. It's necessary that the young people be given a different vision because the elders have wrecked things pretty badly. Like you mentioned, the corruption and that kind of thing, it comes from a belief in lack, a belief that you don't have the ability to generate wealth, and right. That's what causes people to seek to take from others. So that's why we're empowering them with a different vision. Now, here we have on the screen, for those who are watching, Chief Tamba Taylor actually refurbished a classroom there. They had no desk. They were, you know, on the floor. And, you know, it's a mindset. When you're in a classroom and there's no desk, there's no resources, it's hard to believe that you can actually achieve something. So he went in and redid all the desks. And so, number one, children feel better about themselves. And this is a classroom there in Liberia. And then number two, they're inspired to learn that skill of carpentry to be able to rebuild. We have to empower people to help themselves so that they don't look at America as the place you can exploit or come in and misuse people so you can exploit. We have to change the mindset by showing them what it feels like to be empowered to do for yourself. And this is what this program is all about, to change that mindset. The corruption comes when people feel desperate because they don't feel like there's a way out other than to do it unethically. And so I appreciate you pointing that out because we know that's kind of what's happening. And let's be real, that's the reason why all of us are over here. There was the corruption that led to selling people, which is what we are struggling to overcome the effects of that even to this day. And that's why we have to change the mindset of the next generation so they know how to create and use their creative skills to make a new world. So we thank you for sharing that and certainly reminding us of why this is a program that must not only happen in America and Liberia, but Nigeria and Ghana and, you know, all across the states and all across the world so that we can change this world and make it the way it should be.
You know,
there are crafts.
That, you know, when you mm-hmm. listen to a lot of the kids here that were in the program, every parent worked for somebody. So mm-hmm. they don't come from a place of entrepreneurship. You know, for me, anytime you have young folks in a space where you can teach them, it's about charting a path to a brighter, more prosperous future for kids. You know, for me, at the end of the day, you know, if two kids or one child that's in the classroom in Liberia is an entrepreneur, their spirit, it could change the dynamics for a family. You know, for me, it's the experience. Every child is going to walk away with something different. You know, for us, it's not about just putting that, because we know that most of them have come from a mindset, from a different place. But I want to, you know, pray that there will be children that will experience something different, that they'll walk away from that with a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's about for us about positioning kids to know that they can change, that they can bring something new to the table, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Absolutely. And, Kareem, you were going to say something? Go right ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, you know, there are certain crafts and skills that children have. And it comes from out of their creative imagination. And if we can support that, you know, don't criticize, you know, but support that and see how we can shore up this new vision, this new set of eyes on circumstances and situations. And that is our children. There are certain, how can the children here in this country help those in Liberia? Well, we are a very technological atmosphere here. Our children, they can get on a computer and figure out stuff that we can't even begin to challenge. So if we could share some of our,
they've grown up with it.
Yes, if we can share some of our technology with the youth in Liberia.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. Yes. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yes. You are right. We have skills that can be shared. And, of course, Zelda says, Grand Rising, Quentin D. Alexander, looking forward to seeing you in the motherland. All right, now, we put that out there, yes. And Bill Rogers, who we're going to see, has says education is the way forward. And, of course, we are looking forward to seeing some very outstanding citizens who Chief Dr. Quentin Tamba Taylor D'Alexander will be honoring at the We Dream in Color Awards. We'll have some shows about that in the future, of course. But there
I have one more call.
Well, let's see if we can. Let's squeeze in that caller before we go. And
4419. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, peace and blessings, Michael Hameen, Jacksonville, Florida. Just a little under the weather.
Michael Hameen in Florida. Okay. Make it succinct because we've got to run. I want to make sure also that our guest gets a chance to kind of let people know how to get involved. They want to, if they're looking at maybe being a sponsor, being involved, sharing resources, how they can. While we're waiting for Michael Hameen to get his thought together, can you tell us how do they reach your organization?
How do they reach JMP Consulting Group?
How do they reach JMP Consulting Group?
And you can go to our website. I don't know if you have it going across the screen.
Yeah, well, I can certainly put it there. And
or you can reach our office at 708-713-4312, and you can speak directly to Dr. Marianne Jordan.
Could you repeat that once more, please?
We would love to have sponsors because right now the chief is financially supporting everything personally for this venture. We are making sure that all resources that we need to facilitate the workshops, that they have all the resources hand-on, whether it's journals and things like that, whatever will be shipped down. And so we welcome sponsorships for this opportunity. This will not be a one-time event. And so all resources and support is welcome.
Yes, we certainly do. And go right ahead with that caller. We got a couple of, before we go, go right ahead, Michael Hameen.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that we don't want to forget Africa and that the chattel slavery circumstances, though horrendous, produced a new people that have more education, more resources. We have more resources than other members of the diaspora. We need an attitude adjustment to help us just see how much God has blessed us. Thank you.
Well, we thank you. Appreciate that so much. Yes. Well, we want to thank all of you. All this hour goes so fast. And we're grateful. And one more time, to give us that number so we can put it on the screen.
It's 708-713-4312.
One more time.
708-713-4312.
All right. That's 708-713-4312. Is that
correct?
Right? Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we will certainly encourage people. If you are wanting to contact the organization, JNP National Youth Empowerment Network, to give them a call, if you want to be a part of this powerful program, because it is going to change the future of the world. And thanks to all of you. Thank you, Chief Dr. Quentin Tamba Taylor D'Alexander. One who is changing the world with the work that he's doing, and we'll be hearing more about his upcoming event and more from Bill Rogers. He gives you a shout out. Thank you all so much. Thank you, my dear co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we will see you all tomorrow. Join us as we come on back and join us for Veggie Brunch Live with our dear sister Angela. Until then,
in this daily think tank, as
this concludes the broadcast of Female Solution. Praise be to Almighty God. I invite you to tune back into America Muslim 360 this evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the broadcast of Halal Industries, that which is good and lawful and do for self, that is congruent with the subject matter we had this morning, entrepreneurship. And it is hosted by our beloved Imam Wale Ayu Bilal and Brother James Bashir. Then also stay tuned for the next coming broadcast. After that one, Narrative Aspirations. You know, words make people. Words form thoughts, imagination, and creativity. Sister Khalida Akbar Abdul Aziz shares Narrative Aspirations. As she says, when we inspire, we go higher. Thank you for joining AM 360 this morning. And we came to you with the greetings of peace. We shall leave you with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we remain grateful, thankful for what Almighty God has done for us, what he is presently doing for us, and what he shall do for us. But we've got to be thankful. I bring you another voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful.
Really? As I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
You gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to cuss, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give.